Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Over the course of the first week of the 2023 legislative session, the Government Affairs team at the Montana Family Foundation has been working hard tracking important legislation, building relationships with elected leaders, and defending the traditional Judeo-Christian values in our laws. In a world where many are told that it's impolite to discuss either religion or politics at the dinner table, some people subscribe to the notion that religion and politics should not be mixed, or that the church and state must be separate. At the Montana Family Foundation, we do not believe that Christians are called to sit quietly on the sidelines while government proceeds without input or involvement from believers. Keeping our faith separate from our political beliefs is neither necessary nor biblically required. As Christians, we're instructed to submit to the authority of government. In Romans, Paul writes, "Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God." In 1 Peter, Christians are commanded to be subject for the Lord's sake to every human institution. And in the Gospel of Mark, Jesus commanded his followers to submit to taxation when he famously stated, "Render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." Christians are called to be good citizens and to submit to the authority of our government. We should be law-abiding, we should pay our taxes, and we should participate in the election process for determining our leaders. That said, while Christian submission to the authority of government is a clear command, it is not without limitation. In the book of Daniel, the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego beautifully illustrates how followers of Christ must respectfully disobey man's law when it conflicts with our faith. These three young men refused to bow down and worship the image of the Babylonian king and were thrown into a fiery furnace, only to be miraculously saved by Jesus. This story reminds Christians that we must always place God's authority as supreme. In other words, if man's law contradicts God's authority or infringes on worship or evangelism, then Christians are called to peacefully protest the law in order to follow God. The conflict between man's law and God's authority provides ample opportunity for Christian interaction and influence on the formation, interpretation, and enforcement of law in society. In the book of Genesis, we learn that when God created man, he created them male and female. This most basic and binary truth is being rejected by progressive factions of our society, and sadly, even some within the church. Similarly, God's design for marriage, reserved solely for a husband and wife, has been rejected by our nation's highest court, and Congress recently codified the so-called Respect for Marriage Act, which shows no respect for God's design for marriage. This is why we at the Montana Family Foundation invest our time and effort defending God's truth at the Montana State Capitol each legislative session. If you'd like to learn more or become involved with the mission of the Montana Family Foundation, please visit our website at montanafamily.org. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.